Hello. Thank you for tuning in. You are listening to ByteRadio.me's Bringing Inspiration to Earth show. For network or show information, visit www.ByteRadio.me or call 843-808-0777. And now, the Bringing Inspiration to Earth show with your host, Robert Sharp. Good day, everyone, and thank you for joining us for this edition of the Bringing Inspiration to Earth show. Today, I have a guest, a returning guest, and he is singer-songwriter Bob Sima, and we're going to be talking about his sixth studio album released. It's called It's Time, and it was released on the 5th of February, 2016. It's a collection of songs, intentions, mantras, and reveries, which all support the central theme of an urgency happening within the consciousness of humanity. All songs were written and composed by Bob Sima. As seekers, we read inspiring books and immerse ourselves in teachings which guide us to a heightened experience, raised consciousness, and ultimately our own growth and personally defined enlightenment. Nationally touring singer-songwriter Bob Sima is a seeker who puts music to the conversations that we have with our own consciousness. He meets you exactly where you are in each and every moment to musically support and navigate your personal journey. Bob has a true gift for creating 21st century songs infused with the universal truths of ancient wisdom and modern inspirational teachers. Bob gives a live stage performance and delivers a concert like no one else. For more information, you can visit his website, which is www.bobsima.com, and that's BOBSIMA.com. And I do have a direct link to Bob's website in the show page description. So with that, I'd like to welcome Bob to the show. Good day, sir.
Hey, Robert. Good to be with you. Thanks for having me back on.
Thank you very much. I am delighted to have you back on. And it was January of 2015 that you were on last, and we talked about the musical troubadour and about your work. So anyway, this is really exciting. I love your music, and I've said it before, and I'll say it again. This particular release is very inspirational and has some just wonderful tunes on it. So kudos to you.
Thank you, my friend. I appreciate that.
It's my pleasure. So let's go ahead and start with, and for those of you listening, if you have any questions you want to ask Bob, you can call in at 619-789-4359. And for those of you listening live in the chat room, if you have any questions, feel free to pose those questions there, and I'll be sure to refer them to Bob. And then throughout today's show, we're also going to play a few cuts, shortened cuts from his album, so that you really get a good idea of the type of music he creates, and the diversity as well. So let's first of all start with It's Time. What is it time for?
Well, I mean, it's particularly a time in humanity's existence that I think you might feel this. I know I feel it, and a lot of people that I've been, you know, spending some time with over the last year, just, you know, the energies of change just feel like they're coming, and I think people feel like it's just time to, you know, really stop talking about transformation and start doing it. You know, maybe not necessarily stop reading and working on, you know, reading books and going to workshops and all that. It's time to start practicing and time to just implement the things that we've learned. I think so many people have been through, you know, all kinds of spiritual trainings and teachings and all of this. And I think there's always this sort of inclination to say, oh, what's next? What can I could study this guy next, or this lady next, and go this route. But I think the idea is that it just feels like it's time to just use what you have and launch from where you are. And I think, you know, if you just look at the way the world's working right now, there's a lot of sort of these epic battles between, quote, good and evil, which is sort of a dualistic thinking. But but just this sort of battle between, you know, light and dark in the world right now. And if you can look in the U.S. at the political landscape of what's going on, it just feels like there's really this there's this sort of like a shift, you know, big major shift wanting to happen, and some of the old energies are really rising up, if you know what I mean. At this point, so it's time to practice. It's time to, you know, and all those things, you know, aside, meaning just be more loving, and it's time to be more peaceful. It's time to know one another, and I'm just sort of going through each song in my head. It's time to connect to each other. It's time to go inward. There's a song about meditation. It's time to be grateful. So all of these words are sort of scattered on the cover of the CD. In the design. So if you want to know what I'm talking about, if a listener has a CD, has my CD, they could look at all the words on there. It's time for all of that stuff, all those words on the CD.
Yeah. Well, yeah, and I agree with you. It's actually we're probably well past that time, but certainly it's great to be able to, like you say, you know, after we've gone through the learning and the raising of consciousness and awareness, that it's really time to take action, you know, to basically create what it is, to take what we've learned and actually put it into practice and make it a reality.
Yeah, and I don't know about you, and I don't know about the listeners who are on or are going to be listening to this later, but think about the number of times you've been sitting at a party or just been sitting at a gathering and you meet with your friends, your good friends, you know, your wonderful compadres, and they just sort of say, yeah, you know, I'm really tired of this job. And, you know, they just say, look at you, and they say, you know, it's time. It's time. I hear that everywhere. So that's, you know, I had the song written already, and I was going to name the album something else. And I just kept hearing people say, it's time. It's time. It's time for you, man. It's time. It's your time. And I took it to be a sort of a microcosm and the macrocosm. It's time on an individual basis for people, you know, just step up, step into your greatness. And as the song says, you're the light of the world. It's time you figured it out. So, yeah, it's an exciting song. I think it makes a good title track. So it worked out well.
It does. It does. And you know, it's I hear it too, like you do, you know, as well, that it's time. And it seems like there's just a frustration, you know, that so many of the things that we've learned, and like you say, when we see the world, the apparent duality of the world, you know, and you know the battles, that it seems that it's, you know, we seem to be drawn into either choosing a side or kind of reconciling that. And now the song that you have, Same Energy, you deal with that, the idea that, you know, there is this dualistic paradigm, but when in fact it's all energy, it's all the same. There really is no duality. And I think, you know, for a lot of people, it's going to be kind of hard for some people to wrap their head around that one.
Well, maybe. I mean, and I think people hear things from, you know, where they are. It depends on where you are. I can't remember who said it, but, you know, you don't see things as they are. You see things as you are. So I think people kind of can understand. Even, you know, like an atheist could say, you know, they could probably, you know, understand that song maybe even better than a Christian, because you know, atheists kind of believe just in, you know, a general energy that's maybe behind things. Maybe it's not a person or a God, but maybe, or any kind of deity, but there's an energy behind things. And there's something that's animating force that's holding you together. It's holding, you know, it's holding things together. And it also happens at your thought level. You know, it's the same, you know, I always say to my son, who's a young teen, and I talk to him about positive thinking, you know, and I say, you know, he goes, well, you know, that stuff doesn't really work always, but maybe it does sometimes. And I said, well, you know, we're driving along, and I look at a building, I'm like, what started that building? And, you know, he goes, I guess, you know, a bulldozer. No, I go back. Oh, yeah, well, I guess they had to draw it out in plans. Okay, what happened before? What was before? Oh, it really was just dreamed up in some guy's head or some woman's head. So, you know, a thought is an energy. It's got a life, and so that's the idea behind that song. And I think anybody can get that. And it's not really that mystical. It's just, you know, thoughts create.
Mm-hmm.
You know, what's that? It's a I think it's a Chinese proverb. Your thoughts become your words. Your words become your action. Your action becomes your character, and your character becomes your destiny. I think that's how it goes. And so you can easily follow that, no matter what, you know, what you believe in. You can follow that flow of that energy. So.
Yeah, exactly. Well, I want to talk a little bit about some of the backstories, or kind of what was the inspiration for some of the stories. And since we've been talking about the song, the cut, Same Energy, I understand that there was some inspiration behind that by a gentleman named Richard Moore, who you met when you were in Atlanta, that kind of contributed to that whole idea.
I did, and yes, it did. That's Richard Moore and I were both speaking, and I was performing and speaking at an event in Atlanta called Life Talks. And Life Talks happens every year. You can go to lifetalks.org. It's kind of like TED Talks, but with a little more angle on sort of wellness and spirituality. And so Richard Moore told his story, and then I got up afterwards and did some songs. And he just blew my mind. Basically, he's in his 60s now, I think. But when he was a young boy, he was 10 years old, he lived in Northern Ireland, and he was shot between the eyes by a British soldier during the conflict there in Northern Ireland. And so it happened to be a rubber bullet, and I'm not sure what that was about, but maybe the soldiers used rubber bullets, you know, to just hold people back. And but him between the eyes blinded him for life. And his story is basically one of just fierce compassion. I mean, he immediately sunk into a place of compassion. I think he even said something like, "Well, what? How do you think the soldier must have felt?" You know, like he's actually feeling compassion for the soldier, because he's actually putting himself in that soldier's, like, you know, like person, saying, "What if you were being kind of forced by your government to go and, you know, inflict this, and you had, I mean." That's a pretty high-level, high-order consciousness, if you ask me. So he started off his life, you know, blind. You know, he was only 10 years old, and immediately felt compassion and always sent forgiveness out. And eventually he met the soldier, and they had a reckoning, and the soldier had a big release and, a big sort of healing through it. And Richard Moore went on to become, he put this compassion into action, which is what I talk about in the song. And he started an organization called Children in the Crossfire, and that's their website, childreninthecrossfire.org. And they are an organization that's just fiercely protective of any kind of child that's in any kind of, you know, disadvantaged situation. It might not be violence, but it might be just, you know, malnutrition or lack of education. So he's a fierce, you know, fighter for children. And he was called by the Dalai Lama his hero. So he could be called the Dalai Lama's hero. That's kind of a long, you know, quite an honor. So it was just great to meet him. So I met him there, and I wrote the song. You know, I jokingly say I kind of wrote the song while I was up on the stage playing my next song, because it was just already banging around in my head. And the other part of it is really interesting when you talk about energy, is because, you know, I talk about it's the same energy that moved the bullet that parted his skin, made his life go dark, as the force that moved his hand to reach out, forgive, and open up his heart. The same energy. But at this Life, at Life Talks happens at this at Life University. It's called Life University. It's a college dedicated to alternative health practitioners. So they mainly train chiropractors and other practitioners along those lines. So they believe firmly in what they call vitalism, which is a new term for me. Vitalism is basically your body's ability to heal itself when it's properly aligned. It's almost like taking your car in. If you take it in for regular service and you feed it right, it's going to run for a couple hundred thousand miles, most likely. And if your spine stays in alignment, all of the energy that you need for your body goes through your spine and through your nervous system, through your spinal cord. So that's why they work in that area. So all they're doing is moving the blocks. We call them these subluxations. All they're doing is moving these blocks of energy. And so when the energy is allowed to flow, then the energy goes back to these organs and these tissues that were damaged and inflamed. And there was a mix of Richard Moore talking about, you know, his life of compassion versus other, you know, physicians up there talking about how they were miraculously healing people of neuropathy and these horrible things that, that, you know, Western medicine just couldn't touch. And so all I could think of is just all this energy, and it's all the same energy. It's not good or bad. I mean, you know, mm-hmm. the same energy that moves the bullet, that moves, you know, that moves the baseball, you know. So it's just an interesting concept, and I think really opens people up to realize that you're kind of in control of the thing, that you're in control of everything, you know. Everything that's, I joke, I always use my son with all of this. He's an easy scapegoat, but I always tell him, if you're having a bad day, it's your fault. And he hates when I say that. He really does. He's, But then he kind of gets quiet, and he kind of looks and he goes, well, but what about this guy who did this and did, well, you don't really need to, you know, have any reaction to it. I mean, you don't. He's not messing up your day. He's doing this, and you're messing up your day. So it's just, the song really is all about empowerment, realizing that each thought, each movement, each decision you make is all created by you. So you're completely in control of this whole situation. Now we have, you know, things that happen in our life that, you know, kind of just come out of nowhere, and we might think that the world begins us from day to day, but you could still continue to maintain that mindset that, you know, that you're in control and you've got this covered, and you're not in control, that's probably not the best word, but you're in control of your response to it, and you're in control of the actions that you take and the decisions that you make and the mindset that you have. So that's what that song is all about.
That's great. Well, in your show, I bet your son just probably grits his teeth. His father's got this all this wonderful awareness that, but that's great because, you know, I'm sure that, you know, it helps him. And I would think that so much more of our youth would, you know, have it. Would be able to cope with some of the pressure so much easier if they were able to get some of those perspectives as well.
Right, and I think, you know, like with my son in particular, I mean, you know, I think children just they don't really listen to what you say. They watch what you do,
right.
And you know, and
right.
I think
he's
very smart. He's very smart, and he sees me getting reactive too. And sometimes he'll call me out and say, "Hey, Dad, Mr. like positive guy," you know, like yeah, Luke, thank you for pointing it out. Thank you for that. And so he's a good teacher as I am, I think. He's a good teacher.
That's great. Well, I do have the cut, Same Energy. It's not the full cut from the album, but it's a good portion just for the listeners to be able to get a sense of the song. So I want to go ahead and play that. And then when we come back, I want to talk about some more of the music that you have, okay?
Sounds good.
Okay. Okay, everyone, again, this is the song, Same Energy.
It's the same energy that moved the bull's head, part of the skin and made his lights go dark. As the force then moved his hand to reach out, forgive and open up his heart. The same energy that pulled the teardrop from the corner of his blinded eye. As the energy that drew the old man, the humble witness to his side. The same energy that raised the bat rope, pulled the trigger, released the pin. As the energy that created the memory of all the faces he'd never see again. Same energy that took his sight, made his third eye come to life, see the children cry. As the force that ignited his vision and turned his compassion into action. It's the same, no good, no bad, just the same. Energy, all in of life. The same energy that vibrates to make the sound of the sirens and the bells. As the rhythm of silence in the cathedral as a thousand hearts they fill. It's the same, same. No good, no bad, just the same. Start a whole new universe with the wink of an eye. You can make love, make peace, make war, make a difference, raise the vibe. The same energy that makes you move mountains, burn bridges to keep you in your bed. As a force that moves your spirit to start a revolution in your head. The same energy that makes the flood and moves the blood and places the blame. Turns on the power and raises the flower and raises the eyebrow and raises the game.
Okay, everyone, again, that part of that, that was the same energy. Again, that wasn't the full cut there, but you can always go to Bob's website, and I do believe he has the full cut there on their streaming for you to listen to. But I love that, Bob. It really... makes you think and recognize that, you know, it is all the same energy, and it's just a matter of perspective in how we look at that energy, or even how we transform that energy.
Absolutely, absolutely. Thanks for playing. I think you got pretty close to the whole song in there. That was great.
Yeah, there's still a couple more minutes. I didn't. I want to make sure that people go ahead and buy the song and buy the album. You know, but anyway, it is. Yeah, it was funny because when I was going through, it's, you know, that toward the end there, I don't know what you call that you do. I'm not a musically inclined, but the verse, the closing verse, to me, I just kind of had to have that. It's like, you know,
no,
people,
to me, that's the part, that's the whole song wrapped up. You know, you can end the world with the push of a button, start a whole new universe with the wink of an eye. You can make love. Yeah, I mean, it's that was my favorite part when I got that part out, and it all kind of went together. So glad to hit
great.
That spot. That's great. Thank you.
Yeah, great. Sure. Now, there's another cut that you have. It's called If You Knew Me Better. And in this particular one, you basically the message is, you know, that there's so many things, so many conflicts that we wouldn't have if people knew each other better. Can you talk a little bit about, you know, the background of If You Knew Me Better, and, you know, what the message of that particular song is about?
Yeah, I mean, I think it might have been Einstein who said that peace cannot be kept by force. It can only be achieved by understanding. And, you know, that's the song right there. And it's not just peace. I mean, it's of course, it's peace. Everything is all about peace. It's all about creating a world that works for everyone. But, I mean, you know, there's just a sort of disconnect that we have with like, for example, go back to Richard Moore. You know, he didn't, you know, go back at the guy with any kind of, you know, retaliation or any of that. I mean, he could have started a lifelong battle of, you know, of that energy. But he created peace with that man. And that man then created peace with probably the people around him. If he was in a constant war with him, even if it was just in his mind, then he's going to carry that to the relationships that are next to him and the ones, and it just goes right down the line. So it's like peace in the home, or peace in the heart, peace in the home, peace in the neighborhood, peace in the community, peace in the town, peace in the state, peace in the country. So really the bottom line is for me is, you know, when we have someone that comes against us in some way that triggers us, that, you know, hits a button in us, I mean, there's a great lesson in that, because they're triggering you for a reason. You know, there's something in them that is in you, and that's why there's a connection. And so, you know, if someone cuts you off in traffic and doesn't use their blinker, you know, you might call you, you know, you might call them a name and, you know, honk on the horn.
Mm-hmm.
If you really think about it, you've probably done that before. You know, how do you know that the guy is not heading to, you know, the funeral home because he's late for some of, you know, how do you know? And it's not any excuse for driving fast, you know. But the idea is that, you know, and I think the other quote is that, you know, everyone is fighting a battle. Be kind. You know, just be kind to everyone, regardless of what's going on in your life. I mean, I just dealt with a person who was very difficult, and I'm not going to go into the details, but he's very difficult, very, I wouldn't say abrasive, but maybe that's kind of leaning in that direction. And, you know, I could have easily just triggered and, you know what, I just sort of sat back and I just sort of was breathing and just being very conscious and awake and watching the guy, and I'm thinking, you know, this poor guy, he must be so stressed out. If he's kind of doing this with me, I'm just happy to be the guy that's in front of him and working with him in this particular little transaction we were doing. But you know what? So I'm just, you know, kind of like bhakti yoga. I just poured love into the situation. You know, it's not like I was up there trying to give him a hug or anything, because that probably would have been inappropriate. But I just continued to be kind. You know, I could have been triggered here. I could have been triggered there. But I was watching the guy from a perspective of, well, what's he going through right now? Because obviously I'm in a better place than him. And, you know, I'm fine. He's not. You know, because if he was fine, he wouldn't be doing these things. So maybe, just maybe, our little, you know, couple of hours that we were, you know, going through this transaction, maybe he learned something from that. I didn't try to teach him anything, but maybe he watched me and said, well, that guy's kind of mellow and cool and nice and peaceful. And I could probably be like that. Maybe I don't know. Maybe he did, maybe he didn't. But the point of this song is that we, you know, like it's time, the album, it's time for us to know one another, and it's time to know ourselves, you know, and be kinder to ourselves. You know, for example, we walk around this earth and we're so hard on ourselves, you know, oh, I should have never said that. Why did I do that? Oh, I'm always late to this thing. You know, we're so hard on ourselves. And we're the ones that need the most love, because once we love ourselves, it just comes all from there. We're full, and it just overflows out of us. So, you know, the message in this song is to know yourself, know the ones that are close to you, know the ones that are your, quote, enemies or the adversarial kind of energies, and just be aware and be compassionate, because everybody is doing, quite honestly, they really are doing the best they can for what they have and what they've been through. Maybe they haven't been through all these spiritual classes that you've been through, but maybe you could start using your spiritual classes and using it and practicing it on that guy or woman who's not treating you well. So that's what this, you know, we're starting to build a theme here around this time and this song, If You Knew Me Better. You know, it's time to know one another. And you know, that's kind of the idea behind the song.
Yeah, you know, in that particular instance with the person who was difficult, it's, you know, the beauty of not getting triggered, being able to kind of step back and take a look at that, is that, you know, it for your own health, you know, you don't get that adrenaline going, you don't get that negative, you know, vibe, energy, whatever it is, that negativity, you don't absorb it, you don't, you know, it doesn't ruin your day, like your son may have had that other guy do. You know, it's not only good for the interaction, but it's also good for the self as far as health-wise, energy-wise.
Sure, yeah, absolutely. So that's a good way to look at it. Let's, you know, Put your oxygen mask on before you help others.
Exactly. That's great. Yeah, now that one was if you knew me better. There's also one called Someone is Thinking of You. And I like that one because quite often, people don't realize, that others may be thinking, of them. So in that particular one, what's the idea that, we're not alone? We always have someone thinking of us?
Well, I mean, yeah. I mean, it's a hopeful song. It really is. And it was written, the first line of the song is, by the glow of your phone, you're not alone. So we all have this sort of we're sitting around at night and maybe if you're by yourself and you pick up your phone and you start scrolling through Twitter and Facebook and Instagram, look at all these people that are out there. And it's not about that. It's not about that we're looking at each other's Facebook posts and they're thinking about you. But the idea is that we are all under the same sun. We're all under the same moon. We're all in the same, whenever we do gatherings, we do retreats and we do workshops and outside of just doing concerts. And I always get people to, maybe we play a couple of songs and we're all kind of sitting in a big horseshoe or a big circle, depending on how many people we have. And I always just I just pluck on my guitar and I just say, just look around the room and look who showed up. And then think about the billions of years that this planet has been here. And these people are here in this space with their eyeballs looking at you right now. And I say, this is a cosmic gathering. And it's nothing short of a miracle that we're here. And so just because I'm here and you're Robert there and you're in North Carolina or whatever, it doesn't matter. I mean, we're still connected and we're actually talking on the phone and somebody's listening to this months from the time that we recorded it. So there's this connection that's just always there. And, and so people can get kind of lonely in a way. And I think there's a great line that says, the cure for loneliness is not human contact, it's contact with reality. And, just swallow that one for a second. But it's basically contacting this present moment and knowing that this present moment is also a present moment for somebody on the other side of the globe. And whether or not they're physically thinking of you or not, you're on this globe at the same time. And the romantic part is, maybe they are thinking about you, and it kind of gives you a little glimmer, a little smile. But there is somebody always thinking about you, and there's someone that you're in their heart, Maybe they even passed away, they transitioned, they passed away, however you call that. And, the hearts are always connected. You can't, that love never dies. So the song really is a happy little song, really. It's kind of beboppy, but it's sort of trying to tie together a little bit of this social media stuff with the moon and with music. And there's three different verses that talk about our connections. And then and the what ties it together is at the end of as they say, the world is getting smaller, the heart is getting smarter, the love is getting stronger, don't you know? And so it's a neat song that we sort of tuck towards the end of the album to sort of let people. Because some of this, I wouldn't call any of this stuff heavy, but it's probably the lightest song on the album, probably the most poppy sounding, commercially sounding song.
Yeah. There. That's the one thing I really enjoy about your music, especially when you put your albums together, is that you have such a wide ranging sound. I mean, a lot of times I'll take your CD on my morning walk, my little nature walk in the morning, and it's kind of funny. I mean, there'll be times that I speed up. There'll be times I'm more reflective, and I'll stop and look at the trees a little bit more. But it's great because I kind of go along to the music, and it's a really great thing. So
wonderful. Well, honored to be on your walk with you in the morning.
Well, I'm happy to have you there with me too. You make it much, much easier. Speaking of making it easier, one of the songs is called Easy Does It. And it's, the one of the lines in there is "Easy is my philosophical view," which I love because that is certainly mine as well. So, but in this particular song, you know, part of the message is learning response ability, you know, and you know the idea of responding differently to situations. And so can you talk a little bit about it? Because, I mean, it seems like, you know, that from what I know of you and what I've seen and heard throughout the albums that I've received is, you know, pretty much Easy Does It seems to be your kind of flow.
Well, it's you know, that old saying that says you teach what you most need to learn.
You
know, yeah, every song. I mean, every song, Robert. I mean, you know, if you walked around with me for 4 or 5 days, you'd be, you know, you wouldn't be like, oh, you're nothing like this guy who writes these songs. But you would see a guy who's pretty awake, and pretty, you know, pretty. But also, I'm an artist. You know, I'm pretty. You know, most artists are just crazy, man. They're just, you know, you have to be able to
that fine line.
Yeah, I mean, I don't mean crazy, you know, I just mean, you know, you have to go out of your mind. You have to go out of logical thinking. And so you tend to drive on emotion quite a bit. You know, I'm very, and I fuel from emotions. So I'm becoming more aware of my, you know, I wouldn't say inability, but my ability that's expanding, of being able to manage, you know, the emotional ups and downs and swings of an artist and all that. And so one of the things for me was just probably impatience. And, you know, when you manifest and you write a song that's, you know, what I think are great songs and I write them in 3 or 4 minutes, I'm like, wow, like that could take people weeks to do that. And I just did it. So I sometimes expect from the world things to go faster. And so, you know, whether it's setting up an event somewhere, which I don't even do, you know, Shannon does all of that work for me and her as a business. And, but I'm just like, hey, well, how come we haven't, I've heard back from these guys. And so I would find myself when I was in the middle of writing that song, or actually before I wrote the song, needing to write that song to say, I really need to start taking it easy. And then it just became a mantra for me, the easy is just the way I'm going to do this thing. And so it's working on me. It's still working on me. And I think I'm more than I used to, way more than I used to be, more easygoing and more, you know, it's such a cliche, going with the flow, but it really means that I'm just allowing myself in the river, in the flow, and letting it take me. And sometimes it takes me right past where I wanted to go. And I go, guess the one, let's go there. And I'll just keep going. And life is just so much easier, and it becomes effortless in a way, and in a beautiful, beautiful way. So it's all about slowing down. When you're pushing on a door and it's pushing back, you know, try another door. You know, but you don't need to keep pushing on the same door that you've been pushing back. So it's just a simple song, and it's, you know, really easy to kind of bop around to, and you know,
I've got that clip. Let me go ahead and play. It's only like 2.5 minutes. I have a version of it, the shortened version. I want to go ahead and do that, and then come back, and then we'll finish up. Okay.
Great.
Okay, everyone. This is called Easy Does It.
Running all day and night, you're spinning plates and you juggle the dates, and time needs to rewind. You can just breathe and take it slow. When your feet are in the fire, there's too many moving parts. Tomorrow's cold and then the past is breaking your heart. You can just breathe and let it go. stick around the whole situation. Just this is what you need. You can just breathe. You can just breathe. Breathe and let it be so. I said now it's
okay, everyone. Again, that was Easy Does It. And sorry if you heard a little bit of a music interruption there. I happen to have Bob's website on there, and he does have some wonderful streaming music for you to listen to. So, again, you go to bobsaima.com. Again, the link is in the show page description. So, okay, with that, we're back, Bob.
Okay.
Okay, great. Yes, you know, one of the things I do want to, again, have people go to. Now, you have a YouTube channel, correct?
Yes, I do. It's you're probably going to ask me what it is, but I think it's just Bob Simon.
Well, they
music.
Can just go into YouTube and type Bob Simon. I'm sure you'll pop up. So
yeah,
but that's
if you
great.
Type Bob Simon, you'll see a lot of stuff on there. We do have a new video that we just put out last week, so They can if they Google if they go onto YouTube and type meditation is the medication and then type my name Bob Simon, that song will come up.
Oh, great. Well, you know, that song, Meditation is the Medication, is truly one of my favorites. I mean, it was between that and the Easy Does It, you know, when it was talked about breathing, I was breathing. It's kind of like I was doing exactly what you said, you know, in the song. So Meditation is the Medication. I really like that one as well. So definitely I'm going to check out that video right after we close today's show. So, again, if people go to your website, they can also find out some more information. Now, do you have any upcoming events going on?
Yeah, well, as this is airing right now, we're, you know, looking at a couple of events in the Annapolis area, which is where I'm based out of. And we have two events this weekend. One of them is a breathwork event called Practical Breathwork, and breathwork is basically just a practice of bringing yourself deeper into your body and feeling much more connected with yourself. And it's a health practice, self-healing, self-discovery, self-mastery, and it's a really great thing. We do that Saturday, the 25th of June at 1 p.m., and then there's a concert the next day. You know, after that, we have an event called Yoga, Chocolate, Music, and Bliss, which is happening in Annapolis.
Wow.
Yeah, that's going to be pretty cool. And I'm heading down to Myrtle Beach area, South Carolina, and I'll be doing a couple of things there on the 16th and 17th and I believe 18th of July. So, where are you based?
Okay, well,
are
I'm...
you in North?
No, I'm actually in Myrtle Beach. No, I am exactly in Myrtle Beach. So is it going to be at the Unity Church down here?
Yeah.
You know?
I think there's what's called a full body music experience, which is in, it's at a yoga studio in Myrtle Beach.
Oh, I know exactly where it is. I know.
Yeah.
Yep.
I can't remember the name. It's on the website. And then there's a concert.
I know exactly where it is. I'll check it out. I know exactly where you're talking about.
Well, how cool would that be when you get to meet in person?
That would be great. Now, and it's perfect because I'm going to be in Las Vegas, but I will return on the 14th or 15th, so it will be perfect timing then. So I'll be here by the time you get here. Well,
that's
great.
Awesome.
Well, then I definitely am going to check that out and come up and see you. So, but
that'd
you know, Bob,
great.
This has really been a joy. I really appreciate you keeping me in mind whenever you have your new releases. And I like I said, I really do enjoy your music. It is my kind of music.
Well, I appreciate you having me on, Robert, and supporting what we're doing. It means a lot to us. We can't do it without people like you out there promoting and helping us to get these messages out. So I certainly appreciate it. And
And Shannon does a great job. Just let her know that she kudos from the host. She does a great job. So, I appreciate your time, sir. Okay.
All right. Blessings to you. Thanks a lot.
Thank you to you as well. Again, everyone, today my very special guest has been Bob Sima. We've been talking about his newest release, his sixth studio album called It's Time. And again, you can find out more by visiting his website, which is www.bobsima.com, BOBSIMA.com. And again, there is a direct link to that website in the show page description. So everyone, I want to thank you for joining us for this edition of the Bringing Inspiration to Earth show. And until we meet again, thank you for tuning in. You've been listening to the Bringing Inspiration to Earth show. Be sure to visit our website at www.biteradio.me. That's BITERADIO.ME. You can also find us on Facebook and Twitter at Byte Radio Me. And our shows are also available as a free podcast from iTunes. And until we meet again, remember to be a bright light by bringing inspiration to your world and to the lives of those you touch.